Good morning. It is 10:01 a.m. Sorry, hold on. Good morning. It is 10:01 a.m. We are here today, October 27, 2023, via Zoom meeting for the pre-hearing of OPAPA 23-005 AAC Trust LLC versus the Government of Guam Retirement Fund. Presiding over the hearing today is Public Auditor Benjamin J.F. Cruz. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jared Hernandez, Tirza Pagana, and Marianne Mangwanya. Will appellant ASC please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Mr. Public Auditor. William Brennan from the Ariola Law Firm on behalf of ASC Trust LLC. We will not have a representative from ASC for today's pre-hearing conference. Thank you.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency GGRF please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Ms. Public Auditor. Joanne Grimes, Carl Smith Ball for the Government of Guam Retirement Fund. My client will not be attending this hearing. This
Thank
pre-hearing.
you. There were thank you. There were no interested parties who filed for this appeal, so we may proceed.
Thank you, counsel. I note that we have two separate appeals. Is there going to be a motion to consolidate?
If I may, Mr. Public Auditor.
Yes, please.
I did reach out to the Retirement Funds Council yesterday, and as I understand, on my request, they are willing to stipulate to consolidate the appeals for hearing. And they would just, or we would just ask that the deadlines for 006 be kept in place so that they be allowed to respond to the notice of appeal, and then we could add our comments on their agency report. And also, if your office can give us time, we could potentially stipulate and address some other matters that are normally addressed at the pre-hearing conference, if we continue this or have one for what will be the consolidated appeal if you accept the party stipulation.
Great. I'm glad to hear that. So, Marianne, can you just show me the schedule for 06, the proposed schedule.
Do you see it?
Can you just zoom in on the second schedule? The column F through H.
That's all right. I can read it.
Oh, you can read it. Okay.
No. Okay. So the agency report hasn't been turned in yet for this?
That is for 06.
06. All right, so we'll expect the comments from the agency. We'll expect comments to the agency report from the Ariola firm ASC, November the 9th. Is that going to be sufficient time, Mr. Brennan?
Yes, Mr. Public Auditor. I think that marks the 10 days that we're allowed by under your rules, and we'll meet that deadline.
Okay. And then rebuttal on the 17th. Motion deadline the 27th of November. Opposition to motions December the 4th. Reply to opposition the 11th. Motion hearing will schedule for the 15th of December at 10 a.m. The filing deadline for The witness list will be December 22nd. Hearing briefs will be due on December the 29th. We'll have the hearing on January the 4th. How long do you think this will take?
On behalf of ASC, I think our appeal, the basis for our appeal are procedural. So I don't anticipate a lot of intensive technical testimony. I'd ask for one day.
Okay, good, because I have to go off filing for medical treatment on the 8th. So I need to finish. So if we have the hearing on the 4th, we should be fine then, 4th and 5th, if necessary.
I do plan to discuss the length of our presentation or our anticipated length with counsel. So the only other request I would have based on the schedule is if we could have a pre-hearing conference sometime after motions are filed, after the briefing, I guess I should say, or do we want to just treat the motion hearing as both a continued pre-hearing conference and motion hearing?
I'm game to just have it as a continued a pre-hearing, and we'll talk.
Understood.
Hopefully you can resolve most of this. While I have both of you on, I just realized that I think Jarek and I, and maybe Marianne, may also need to. No, Marianne. I may need to file a notice that I am a DC member. All right. Will that pose an issue with either one of you?
On behalf of ASC, I'll discuss it with my client, Mr. Public Auditor. We did anticipate there would be some, this would raise an issue at various points. So I'll discuss with my client, and if we could be allowed, I don't know the procedure specifically for the OPA, but if we could be allowed to give notice of waiver or non-waiver, if depending on how you word your disclosure, that would be ASC.
Yeah, I'll file it. I've been thinking about it. I just realized that I still hadn't done it yet. And I'm not sure. I think Jarek is also DC. Marianne, are you 175?
Yes, I'm in the 175.
Okay. And Therese, you're 175 too, right? Anyway, we'll get it cleared up. And Jarek and I'm giving you guys notice right now, but we'll file our declarations that we are still DC members. Okay.
And just typically, whenever there is an appointment of hearing officer, usually it's 10 days that anyone can file any objection or whatnot.
So you have plenty of time. Mr. Brennan.
Thank you.
Okay. And Jarek will be sending out a written notice of the dates that we've announced today. And hopefully we'll get some stipulations and shorten this case. But there is going to be, we'll grant the motion to consolidate.
Thank you, Mr. Potter.
Just to clarify, will any of the parties file a motion, or are we just going to issue an order of consolidation?
We're willing to, our position is we're willing to stipulate. I'm happy to draft a written stipulation or stipulated motion if that would expedite things.
Why don't you do that so that we have it in writing?
Okay, I'll send that over to opposing counsel for their review. Thank you.
And then we'll just have announced that at this point that we've granted the stipulated motion for consolidation of both cases. Well, thank you both. Unless there's anything else either one of you want to bring up.
Yes, Mr. Public Auditor, just to clarify, I'm going to speak to my client about your membership in the DC. And I understand something's written will be coming forthcoming to announce that or disclose that. And my question to you so that I can talk to my client is, do you believe your DC membership has any impact on your ability to be impartial in this case?
No, I don't even know what my DC membership means. I'm because I'm okay. I'm really a pensioner, and because I continue to work after I retired from the bench, was made to join the DC plan. When I was at the legislature, I wasn't on any retirement. They didn't give us a choice of either. I didn't have a DB or a DC. But when I moved over here, I have to be DC because I'm a GovGuam employee. I can't go on Social Security because GovGuam doesn't have Social Security. So anyway.
Understood. Thank you. And I just want to clarify that the motion deadline of October 30th for the 005 matter is no longer there, and all motions will be due on November 27th in the consolidated appeal. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
I think that was the reason for your guys stipulating, give you guys additional time.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Brennan, anything else?
No, Mr. Public Auditor. Thank you very much. Thank you, counsel.
Well, thank you both. I hope we can resolve this. All right. Thank you.
We're off the record at, thank you, everyone. We're off the record at 10:14 a.m. Marianne, you can stop the recording.